Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Yeah. The cholera in camp, and it's worse than 40 fights. And we're dying in the wilderness, the same as Israelites. It's before us and behind us, and we cannot get away. And the doctors just reported that we've 10 more today. Oh, strike your camp and blow the bugles calling, the rains are falling, the dead are bushed and stoned to keep them safe below. The bands are doing all they can to cheer us, the chaplain's gone and prayed to God to hear us, to hear us. Oh Lord, for it's the killing of us all. Since August, when it started, it's been sticking to our tail. Though they've had us out by marches and they've had us back by rail. But it runs as fast as troop trains and we cannot get away. And the sick list to the colonel makes 10 more today. And there ain't no fun in women, and there ain't no bite to drink. It is much too wet for shooting, we can only march and think. And at evening, down the nullahs, we can hear the jackals say, get up you rotten beggars, you've got 10 more today. Oh, strike your camp and go, the bugle's calling, the rains are falling, the dead are bushed and stoned to keep them safe below. The bands are doing all they can to cheer us, the chaplain's gone and prayed to God to hear us, to hear us. Oh Lord, for it's the killing of us all. And it would make a monkey cough to see our way of doing things. Lieutenants taking companies and captains taking wings. And lances acting sergeants ain't filed to obey. Oh yes, there's lots of promotion on 10 deaths a day. And our colonel's white and twittery, and he gets no sleep or food. He just mucks about in hospital where nothing does no good. And he sends us heaps of comfort, all bought from his pay. But there ain't much comfort, Andy, on 10 deaths a day. So strike your camp and go, the bugle's calling, the rains are falling. The dead are pushed through stone to keep them safe. Chaplain's gone and prayed to God to hear us, to hear us. Oh Lord, for it's the killing of us all. And our chaplain, he's got a banjo and a skinny mule he rides. And the stuff he says and sings, oh Lord, it makes us split our sides. With his black coattails a bobbing to Tarara Bundia. Oh, he's a proper sort of padre for 10 deaths a day. We've the cholera in camp, we've got it hot and sweet. And it ain't no Christmas dinner, but it's served and we must eat. And we've gone beyond the funk. We found it doesn't play, and we're rocking round the district on 10 deaths a day. So strike your camp and go, the bugle's calling, the rains are falling. The dead are pushed and stoned to keep them safe below. And them who do not like it, they can love it. And them who cannot stand it, they can jump it. For we've got to die somewhere, some way, somehow. So we might as well begin to do it now. So number one, head down the tempo slow. Knock out the pegs and all the corners low. Fill up the flight. Fall out the roads and snow. Oh strike your camp and go. We'll be right back.
Yo, check this out. This is Punjabi MC right now. I'm on the airwaves, 93.2 Sheffield Live.
Tramp than a pious priest. I spent my life trying to learn the dance, now I just want release. I am a weary traveler who's been knocking on your door. Oh, guardian angel of my dreams, what do you still want more? I'm just a little crazy, sometimes a little blue, sometimes a little foolish. Still in love with you, just a little crazy, sometimes a little blue, sometimes a little foolish. Still in love with you. I have taken lovers and I've been cast aside, set adrift to find my way by the stars and morning tide. I am a salty sea dog who has washed up on your shore. Oh, guardian angel of my dreams, please let me through your door. Just a little crazy, sometimes a little blue, sometimes a little foolish. Still in love with you, just a little crazy, sometimes a little blue, sometimes a little foolish. Still in love with you.
Oh, My obstinate uncle. My obstinate uncle once went to the sea with my mum and my dad and my cousins and me. We went in a yellow and green coloured bus, and the crowd of us made a magnificent fuss. My uncle, his mum's younger brother called Ernie, was in a great mood for most of the journey, till he and my mum had a slight disagreement about what a sign pointing down to the sea meant. Still, that was soon over and nobody grumbled, as down through the sand hills we rumbled and tumbled, and into the sea with an almighty splash, then off up the sand in a hurricane dash. We had a fine picnic, the food it was grand, though everything was slightly covered in sand. Then went for a walk through the edge of the waves and found some alarming piratical caves. We plucked up our courage, went in and explored for ages and ages until we got bored. Dad had been watching, and on our return he asked us quite anxiously, "Where's Uncle Ernie?" It seemed he'd gone off after lunch, rather grumpy, complaining the sand was too lumpy and bumpy, and said, "If I look, I'm quite certain to hit on something or other more solid to sit on." My father had gone for a stroll later on and kept an eye out for where Ernie had gone, but got a bit worried when nowhere around, though he looked high and low, could my uncle be found. Myself and my cousins joined in on the search through the tea house, the pub, and the old ruined church. Then went back to Mum in a state of despair, till little Teresa cried, "What's that out there?" We looked where she pointed, right over the strand, and saw a small shape, just the size of your hand. And so we ran and we ran, but as we drew nearer, the shape it grew larger and queerer, for there on the edge of the water he sat, in his trousers and blazer and Panama hat. A long time ago there had once been a pier that had fallen to ruins for many a year, but down in the rubble, on one of the beams, old Ernie discovered the chair of his dreams and sat there as happy could be, with his shoes and socks off and his toes in the sea. He sat while we went for a swim and a run, built sandcastles, sunbathed and had lots of fun, and when we came back after taking a walk, he and my mother were having a talk, and as we drew nearer, being children and curious, we heard her say, "Ernie, please don't make me furious. You know how you suffer when you've had a soaking. When you're laid up in bed, you'll know I'm not joking." He said, "There's no need to make all this alarm. A drop of sea water will do me no harm." Said Mother, while throwing her eyes up to heaven, "You're worse than young Peter, and he's only 7. Come on now, please, Ernie, just don't be absurd." But he sat there, refusing to utter a word. Quite soon we discovered our little commotion had drawn a good crowd to the edge of the ocean, and watching the tide, it was rising quite fast, some people laid bets on how long he might last. By now there was water right over his knees, and people were saying he'd certainly freeze, and Peter said, "He'll get a cold in his bum, and got an 'I'll deal with you later' look from our mum." The sun was beginning to sink to the west as the water was rising around Ernie's chest. And then, as we noticed the first shining star, my mother said, "Ernie, this joke's gone too far." They all tried to move him, but so tight he gripped, they only got soaked as they slithered and slipped. When the water was lapping right under his chin, my dad came along and said, "Ernie, you win. Please do believe me. You've nothing to prove. We won't think less of you now if you move." But he sat like a statue in stone, though I think, when the grown-ups weren't watching, he gave us a wink. Dad said he was born for a watery grave, as the Panama hat floated off on a wave, and all we could see was his pipe and some bubbles. And sad Mother sighed, "There's an end to his troubles." Then, as we stood watching, our eyes growing dim. He stood up on the chair and dived in for a swim.
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. And I get that fever feeling when Sheffield Live is on the air. Hi, I'm Kelly Walker and you're listening to Sheffield Live.
Yamiri mainde, mirimainde, 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 Yeah.
Make